Agrégation interne d'anglais, épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
The technical story of the week's been all about exploding batteries. Samsung had to fork out billions of pounds because the batteries in their Galaxy Note 7 smartphone were catching fire at an alarming rate. But we wouldn't have mobile phones at all if it weren't for the man who invented the lithium-ion battery that powers them. He is Professor John Goodenough. He's 94 and he's still working every day. I've been talking to him. How does he reflect now on his discovery half a century ago that has changed all our lives?
Well, I don't think about it too much, except that I am always most happy when I realize some little woman in Bangladesh is now able to get a decent price for her products and so on. But we need to make the next step.
That's the thing, isn't it? We need to make the next step. But is there some reason why we still have battery problems? Is there some reason why the next great step hasn't been taken? It's a very long time since you made your discovery.
Yes, it's been a long time. And what people are trying to do is to make, instead of small batteries to do electronic things that you do in the wireless business, they want to make big batteries that can power electric vehicles. They want to make big batteries that can store the energy you get from wind and from solar energy so that you can all use alternative energies from the sun and begin to wean modern society from its dependence upon fossil fuels. But everybody's been stuck with people blowing trumpets saying, oh, we've just about solved the problem and so on, when they haven't, and they have to really focus on. And I believe we're finally in a position to give them a breakthrough.
But you don't have a mobile yourself, I'm told.
Well, I don't like to be bothered. I have a computer at my desk, but when I go home at night, I like to be by myself. And I see the students running around punching these little things, tablets and so on, and not talking with one another. I see people going out to dinner and not talking to their partners. They're sitting there talking to somebody on their phone. I say, well, that's not the way to live. As I say, technology is morally neutral. It's what we do with technology that judges us.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
The technical story of the week's been all about exploding batteries. Samsung had to fork out billions of pounds because the batteries in their Galaxy Note 7 smartphone were catching fire at an alarming rate. But we wouldn't have mobile phones at all if it weren't for the man who invented the lithium-ion battery that powers them. He is Professor John Goodenough. He's 94 and he's still working every day. I've been talking to him. How does he reflect now on his discovery half a century ago that has changed all our lives?
Well, I don't think about it too much, except that I am always most happy when I realize some little woman in Bangladesh is now able to get a decent price for her products and so on. But we need to make the next step.
That's the thing, isn't it? We need to make the next step. But is there some reason why we still have battery problems? Is there some reason why the next great step hasn't been taken? It's a very long time since you made your discovery.
Yes, it's been a long time. And what people are trying to do is to make, instead of small batteries to do electronic things that you do in the wireless business. They want to make big batteries that can power electric vehicles. They want to make big batteries that can store the energy you get from wind and from solar energy so that you can all use alternative energies from the sun and begin to wean modern society from its dependence upon fossil fuels. But everybody's been stuck with people blowing trumpets saying, oh, we've just about solved the problem and so on, when they haven't, and they have to really focus on. And I believe we're finally in a position to give them a breakthrough.
But you don't have a mobile yourself, I'm told.
Well, I don't like to be bothered. I have a computer at my desk, but when I go home at night, I like to be by myself. And I see the students running around punching these little things, tablets and so on, and not talking with one another. I see people going out to dinner and not talking to their partners. They're sitting there talking to somebody on their phone. I say, well, that's not the way to live. As I say, technology is morally neutral. It's what we do with technology that judges us.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.